Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know your daily routine could be the key to your next vacation getaway? NerdWallet helps you compare travel and cashback cards to turn your everyday purchases into your next unforgettable getaway experience. Traveling doesn't have to be expensive, and daily expenses don't have to get in the way of your next escape. Imagine purchasing food and earning points towards a free hotel room, or earning points toward a flight by simply buying gas. Regardless of your financial situation, the NerdWallet team will help you make sense of your options at nerdwallet.com. Get expert information from an award-winning team of nerds to make even the most complicated money questions and topics easy to understand. NerdWallet's dedicated team will offer the tips you need to get that vacation you've been waiting for without breaking the bank. NerdWallet offers everything you need to make sound financial decisions while costing you absolutely nothing. Find the smartest financial products for you on nerdwallet.com or in app stores by downloading the NerdWallet app.
Virginia is for eaters and drinkers, all kinds of eaters and drinkers, for oyster shuckers and slurpers, winery samplers or all-day wine drinkers, brewery hoppers and distillery sippers, for those who order grits and those who order cheese grits. We all know what the right way to order is. For barbecue triers who turn into finger lickers and meat off the bone suckers. Mm. All right, all this talk of food is making me hungry. I gotta go get some mac and cheese. Like I was saying, Virginia is for all sorts of food lovers, so come love it for yourself.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted, with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Rupal Chandy. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting and Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here this wonderful evening.
Thanks for having me, Christina.
I am so happy to have you for our Life After COVID series. We're going to touch on how we can get businesses up and roaring and amazingly successful in 2021 and beyond. This segment is called The New Playing Field, Possibilities in 2021 and Beyond. And you're just the person to help them. You're also the author of 90 Days to Life, A Journey from Turmoil to Triumph. And that sounds like the story of a lot of our entrepreneurs who have setbacks is normal with businesses. But then if you keep at it and make the right moves, you can go from turmoil to triumph.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yes, I didn't even know this was going to happen. I wrote the book in 2019. It became an international bestseller. I didn't know that this was going to happen a year after. So yeah, it's challenging time, but there are so many opportunities, Christina.
Yes. And tell me about what you found during the whole past year, because I've seen amazing possibilities. One guy I know did only live events, and you would have thought he'd go out of business. But what he did is he took it all virtual and is actually making more money now. Another person, a food truck, you think, okay, you're definitely going out of business, a food truck. No, they've actually exploded their business and took it in a new direction, is making even more money. So it's awesome to see that some businesses are just pivoting and saying, okay, where are the opportunities?
Yeah. So in the terms of business, what we used to say is, Darwin said, survival is for the fittest. Mm-hmm. And in the context of business, the fittest is the most adaptable. So what does that mean? Like businesses that can adapt the most to a new environment, that's what is going to survive. I use this example of a polar bear. There was this big brown bear, dark blackish brown bear, got stuck in a place with so much snow. It didn't know how to survive. It took the polar bear 100,000 years to adapt to that environment. It's like, okay, there is snow. I don't want this walruses and sharks kill my tiny cubs. So mm-hmm. it figured out how to adapt to this new environment in 100,000 years. We don't have 100,000 years. We don't have 100 years. We don't have a year. What we need to do is human brain, human mind, human body has this amazing ability to adapt to anything that is happening and come up ahead. Mm-hmm. When something challenging happens, we always come ahead, far mm-hmm. ahead. So that is what is happening when I'm helping businesses in 14 different countries, Christina. Mm. There are so many businesses that have doubled and quadrupled as we are going through this challenge. And some people went out of business. Some people, you know, quadrupled their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's interesting you say that, Rubel, because I remember someone talking about, you know, when you look at animals and trees and nature, it's very a set, like a squirrel just goes out and knows how to be a squirrel. But as human, we've got this wonderful thing called creativity, where we can imagine a vision of what we'd like to create and make it happen. Like you see, you want to create a bridge. Okay, we'll go out and make it with a whole bunch of other people and create this bridge or whatever it might be. So it's really fascinating that we can do that. It makes us probably a little bit more even adaptable than anything else in nature. But I think sometimes we forget how much adaptability we have in creativity.
Yeah. So the reality about the human experience versus a squirrel experience is that the squirrel basically lived in the same shelter for 4 million years, probably. Whereas humans, we were probably living in trees, and then we went to some caves, and then when we created something else, and then something else, and something else, and we are constantly evolving. The reason why we have this faculty, Christina, is because of our imagination. Adaptability is directly proportional to the imagination, because mm-hmm. when something happens, that's when our imagination kick in. We have so much power, and we recognize that. And I think it was Mariana Williamson who said, it is not, our biggest fear is not that it's attributed to Nelson Mandela, but somehow it is Mariana Williamson. It's a beautiful quote. I love it. That our biggest fear is not that we are weak. Our biggest strength is that we are too strong. Mm. And when there is no challenge, we just sit around, don't use our imagination. We watch Netflix and just sit around and do nothing. When something happens, all of a sudden we wake up and we are like, oh my gosh, I need to do something. And then we overdo it. And then we succeed big. That is what is going to happen to the world.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. You just said something that got my attention. You said we're powerful beyond belief, but often we don't use that power. Is that for many? Is it because they're scared to go there and express and really experience their full potential?
Scared is one of the part. Let's talk about a couple of elements there. One is that they're comfortable.
Yes.
Okay, we are the Western world. We never face this level of tragedy in our life, right? And Americans and Europeans, we never had an issue like this in our lifetime. Probably World War II at the time, but still it was not that home, right? I mean, it happened somewhere else, right? So what happens, especially in the US, we got comfortable. We are like, okay, we could spend more than we make. We could use credit cards. We could do that thing. We could do that. And then we are like, we get this habit and we think that, okay, this is it. But some people invested a lot of time and energy into it because they were fearless too. So there is an element of fear, and fear we could help them eliminate. Mm-hmm. What I have seen with people is if they are comfortable and if they settle for mediocrity, I cannot help them. Meaning if I see, do you understand what I mean? If you are really in a bad situation, or if you are really in a good situation, I could help you move to the next level. But if you are in a place, you're like, I'm good here. then nobody can help you, right? So that's why this kind of experiences will jolt us, which will kind of push us. Like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Because I see people dying all over the world. I'm from India originally. And I see like a lot of people that I, you know, grow up with, some of my friends are dying. So we would actually literally look into our life and realize that we have 80 to 100 years of life. And that will go just like this. By the time you finish snap 10 times, you're like 75. You're like, what the heck did I do in my life? Right? And that realization did not happen to a lot of us because we kind of were caught up in a river. We were like swimming along. And then all of a sudden you wake up, it's Niagara Falls. You have like 3 minutes to figure out how to escape. Right? Because it's, you're going into that fast water, but now you cannot play around anymore. You need to wake up. And that's when humans wake up.
Well, I love that you say that because so many people have come on the show, past guests, and said their greatest, success or triumph has come from the greatest crisis. That crisis or misfortune actually pushed them to the edge and caused them to bring out their brilliance in ways they never imagined prior. And you said something else I thought was interesting, which is the comfortability of things. When things are too comfortable, you don't want to move. Why move? This is awesome. It feels great. And it's when you get that uncomfortable or that crisis in your life that it pushes you towards the end and towards greatness.
Yeah. So in my take on crisis, Christina, crisis is your soul's demand to take you forward. Your soul is like sitting around. I'm like too tired. What the heck are you doing here? Like, show me something so that I could activate myself. So it's a soul's expression, soul's demand for greatness. So essentially, that's what a crisis is. I came up with a definition right here.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Crisis is soul's demand for higher expression.
Yeah. So I remember hearing the story about this woman who had cancer. And it was at that moment when she went through that experience that her life after that exploded, when she was able to go past cancer, heal from it. But before that, her life was kind of humdrum. She had then, after getting cancer, got in touch with, what do I want to do? What's my purpose? How do I want to express myself and my fullest potential here? And it just really exploded her. So it's really cool to hear that. Now, I hear you've helped a lot of businesses go to 8 to 9 figures. You are known for that. You are the creator of the Online Business Accelerator workshops. Share a little bit about how you really help businesses, like, you really grow to that extent.
Sure. So in a higher level, businesses have only 3 challenges. So either they have a mindset challenge. 60% of a business challenge is mindset. 20% of a business challenge is strategy. And 20% of business challenge is not taking action. That's it. Right. So if you know, like, if you're like me, helping businesses close to 1.5 decades, by this time, you know that that's it. These are the 3 things that you're working with. In mindset, it could be the person thinking that, like, I was working with a group of entrepreneurs from several countries today. And one of my clients, who's a premium client doing several million dollars, he was in a call, Zoom call like this today, and talking to me, and he's saying, business is like a snake and ladder game. Do you remember snake and ladder game? Oh, no, not here. Okay, so there is a game called Snake and Ladder. So you go move forward, like to 32, there is a snake that will bring you back to 1. Right? There's a game like that. When I grew up, it was like that. And I told him, if you have that metaphor, I promise you, you're going to fail again and again. Why? Because if you think that your business is going to go up and then go down and go up and go down,
you're going to sabotage. You play,
right? Because, say that again.
You're going to sabotage.
Because you think that something is going to happen, all of a sudden you give up because you're scared. So in mindset itself, the identity of the CEO is there. Like, what do you believe about yourself? Is it your destiny to do this? Or are you in here to just make a quick buck? Right? Or is it because you believe that in the core of your soul that you're here to do something extraordinary? So that's the identity. Then we have this metaphor or story about your business. Like, what is the story that you have about your life, about your business? What are your values? Right? What are the beliefs that you have about your business? What are the beliefs that you have about yourself? The beliefs that you have about your product? If you believe your product sucks, definitely you're not going to sell. Right? So there are a series of things that we do on the mindset side, because it's like a diagnosis. We have three things: mindset, strategy, action. In mindset, we look into this entire spectrum of the business owner. Even if they are doing $70 million, they are stuck at $70 million. It might feel like, oh my gosh, they did 70 million. Yeah, but when they come to me, they're like, I don't know how to move forward. I go to 70 million, but I don't know how to take it to $1 billion. So when we look at the mindset, invariably, there will always be a mindset piece. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm sensing there, because I've worked with a number of smaller launch businesses that start to really grow in the millions, and they're like, we want to get to that billion. And often I'm getting what you're saying here, because they're used to being and acting in that $1 million space, not in that $1 billion space. It's like they've got to expand their thinking before they can even do the other things, like, as you said, set up the different processes and the strategy.
So what happens is they're trying to grow at the same time they haven't expanded to that thing. Mm-hmm. Imagine there was a story long time ago, a mystic called Vivekananda from India. He actually was invited to a king's palace, and king asked him, hey, you seem to be a knowledgeable, wise man. Can you make this stick? So he brought a stick in front of him and said, can you make the stick smaller? Right. And the guy said, yeah, for sure, I could do that. So then the guy, Vivekananda, asked the king, hey, can you get me a big stick? Mm. Right. And one of this like person who gathers stick in a palace, whoever that is, brought a big stick, and he bought that big stick and kept that in front of the small stick. Imagine a big stick sitting in front of a small stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, do you think this is smaller now?
Ah,
yeah, all of a sudden it looks smaller. Yeah. So what happens is humans, business owners, entrepreneurs, they haven't expanded their stick of their identity to see that vision. In like sometimes say, oh, I want to grow $1 billion company. I want to do $100 million company. I want to grow $1 million company. But they haven't expanded their identity, their stories, their metaphor, their beliefs, their values to grow to that level. So that, since that didn't happen, no matter what they try, imagine there was a box that you're staying and you're like, I want to grow this box into a room, but I'm like hitting here, but I'm still sitting in the box because it hasn't expanded. That's the mindset piece. Then we work on the strategy piece, as in, how could you be more productive? How could your team be more efficient? How could you manage your team? How could you build your team? And how could you give world-class experiences? That is a strategy piece, and there are so many things that we do there. And then finally, not taking action is the third thing, right? People want like the biggest dreams, but when they want to wake up, when the alarm ring, they're like, I could sleep for like another 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I could not do this project for 30 days. I could not take this marketing effort for until next year, because let the COVID finish and then I will have the peace of mind. And let me finish watching whatever show that we are watching in Netflix. Next 3 days, I'll do that, and then I will do it. And then we would teach them to fix their mindset, fix their strategies, fix their action, so that they could pull forward. That's what Accelerator does.
Wow. And that's amazing to me, because you mentioned something that I don't generally hear people talk about, but they haven't expanded their vision, their story, and their values. And I thought that was interesting, because when I first set out to start my business, one of the first things I heard from family members and friends is, well, who do you think you are? Because it to them seemed absurd to leave the comfort of a job to go do something like start something all by yourself. So I'm seeing what you're saying here, that you actually have to hit your value set on what you're going to chase after, or whatever your goal or vision is.
Yeah. So the value piece is really important too. It's kind of a complete package, right? So the value piece is that if you want to be successful, and if you, for your business to succeed, success might be a strong value, right? That you need to be focused on being successful. And keep in mind, at the same time, avoiding failure, it could be a value too. And if you're trying to avoid failure full time, then you're probably not going to succeed. If you're trying to avoid rejection full time, then all of your energy is going into avoiding rejection and failure. Your family is like, when you started a business, you start the business and like, oh, I just started the business. I would make sure that I'm not going to fail. I would make sure that I'm not going to fail. This is my mantra, not fail, not fail, not fail, not fail. That's the exact direction that we are going. So we need to create our value in such a way that we need to be driving towards the values that we want to drive towards, mm-hmm. and make it difficult for us, set the game in advance, mm-hmm. so that it's difficult for us to fail. For me, I'm not going to fail, because mm-hmm. if I learn something, even if I lose money, sometimes mm-hmm. I don't hit my jackpot, but if I, whether I lose money, no matter what happens, if I learn something from it, I could use it for my next victory. Once you have that, you're not going to fail. So now you don't need to avoid the value of failure anymore. You can embrace it and you're like, okay, it's a learning experience. Next.
Where, how do you discover, or anyone listening, and if they say, well, because I find, and this is something a number of years ago when I worked with my mentor, when she asked me, what are my value sets? I really didn't ever think about it. How does someone begin to get in touch of where their value set is right now?
Yeah. So right now is an important thing. Your value set change as you go through this experience. When you're a child, you have value. When you're an adult, you have a value. As you change, it changes. The simple question is, what is important in your life? Simple question. Mm. What is it? You tell me, what is important in your life, Christina?
My family. Yeah.
So relationship. Family, mm-hmm. it's not important. Family is a means to a value called love.
Mm.
Do you see that? Like, yeah. Some people tell me, I want to have a car. That's the only value that I want. Like, what does the car give you? Car gives me prestige. Car gives me freedom.
Mm.
Oh, that's what you're looking for. So family is a tool for you to experience love, experience relationship, romance, or whatever it is, right? So it's a tool. So you're looking for love. So that's your primary value. So what do you want to avoid the most in your life?
What do I want to avoid? I don't like failure. That would be nice.
Look at that. So now you want to have family and you want to avoid failure. So now that shows one value. What do you want most in your life? What is important mm-hmm. in your life? What do you want to avoid in your life? So these are delta values, mm-hmm. what I call as shadow values and soul values. The soul mm-hmm. values are the values that you want to move toward, which is relationship, love, romance. And failure is a shadow value. You want to avoid going to the shadow. Yeah?
Yes.
Makes sense? Now you know your values. You just keep asking this question a few times. You could find out the values that you're looking for, the values that you're avoiding. Once you know that, then the next step, which is, you didn't ask me that question, I'm going to answer it anyway, is that you ask this question. What should happen in order for you to fail? Let me ask you that question. What should happen in order for you to feel like a failure?
Oh, well, Well, I have in the past. It's something that you strive for and you don't reach.
So you strive for something you don't reach, you consider yourself a failure. So what happens? You strive for something now and you don't reach it, you are allowing yourself to feel failure.
Mm-hmm.
What if your failure would be you strive for something and you did everything you can and you still didn't reach, you learn from it, and then you strive for something different, then I'm not failing.
You just change your perspective on it.
You change the game plan so that you don't feel failure anymore. Mm. So at that point, your mind is like, okay, I'm not going to fail anymore. So let's jump in. Let's go full in. Remember you asked me why people are not moving forward? Because they are like either comfortable or they have fear. Now you don't need to be fearful about failure anymore. Yeah. Let the fear come. Let the failure come. But I'm not going to feel like a failure. Why? Because I know that I'm going to go full in. I'm going to strive my best. No matter what result is, I'm going to do my best and give everything I have. Mm-hmm. But no matter what the result is, I'm going to learn from it. And I'm going to apply that into my next project. And at that point, that value is settled for life.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Kind of a sense of what I do.
Yeah. And that's awesome. Because I like that woman in the food truck who came on recently, she could have said, oh, this is going to be a failure because we can't operate our food truck. So now we're just out of business. Instead, she pivoted, said, no, what do we do next? Because this is not an option. And she pivoted and now she's doing even better than she did before. So I'm getting from you, it's kind of a pivoting of, okay, so how do you revise that idea of failure or not working or whatever your issue is?
Yeah, and you go it in like seven different dimensions. It's a seven-dimensional game because your mind, your body, your mind and your body is, I mean, all of our mind and our body are conditioning us to failure collectively. Our soul wants to, if you believe in some sort of soul consciousness, want to succeed and move to a direction. But what happens is we are conditioned in our mind, hey, don't try business. Look at our grandma. She tried business. She failed. Look at this person, our neighbor. Look at him. He became bankrupt. Even Henry Ford was bankrupt 2.5 times. Oh my gosh, what a loser he was. Like, so now we come up with stories and beliefs in our mind. And then biochemically, we feel that in our body. And when we think about business, we feel like, oh my gosh, constraint. No, I don't want to do this thing. This is not for me. And now these constraints are in our body. And we need to play in seven-dimensional chess to figure out how to manipulate the mindset game. And then there is a strategy game. And then there is an action game parallelly that is happening. I mean, in my world, that's how I see the world. Because once you figure out all these three pieces, then basically your probability of winning is significantly higher. That's why I wanted to help businesses in 50 countries to grow, a million businesses in 15 countries to grow and flourish to $1 million or more. And subsequently build 100 companies that are doing billion plus in my lifetime. That's my moonshot goal for my lifetime. Because once you figure this out, it's easy. And you can, like you said, use the word pivot. And you are pivoting your mindset, your body, your strategy, your action in such a way that it is a game that is set up for you to win. It's like a kindergarten. Everybody in the class, okay, you got to win. You got to win. You got to win. That is what we need to set up our mind and our body and our systems so that we could win no matter what.
Well, this is awesome, Ruba. We could go on forever. I know we could. You've offered so much insight to our audience. I know they're going to feel excitement to go in and just start checking themselves. Where am I today? Where do I want to be? What are my value sets? I loved our conversation. I don't want us to leave, though, without people finding out how they can get a copy of your book, 90 Days to Life, or find out more about your online business accelerator. How do they do that?
Sure. So first, you could go to Amazon. You could go to any places they sell books, especially Amazon would be the easiest way. You could get 90 Days to Life. It was an international bestseller in 2019. And people from millions of businesses in different parts of the world use the techniques, similar techniques to grow their business. So it's a simple story where I'm teaching the entire methodology to grow a business. So that people can read a simple story from beginning to end so they have an entire understanding about how to grow their business. And if you want to know more about what I do and how I help businesses, including getting a free productivity training from me, you can visit my website, which is Rubel Chandy, RubelChandy.com, or search for Rubel Chandy and then go grab your free copy of your productivity training.
That's awesome. I thank you so much. This has been so insightful and such wisdom. Thank you so much, Rubel, for coming today to Savvy Broadcasting.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more Savvy episodes and Savvy Biz tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day.
The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.